Well, we're busy today because, of course, this is our second day of budget workshops. Last night, we sat in those budget workshops, and we've already been told we, you know, the request of spending is $1,200,000 and something. The requests are more than the revenue. And so we sat through the meeting last night, and I kept thinking, well, somebody will surely want to cut something, you know, because there's no money there whatsoever for the county employees' salary, because that doesn't even include any kind of increase in anyone's salary. So just to make it even, we've got to do some cutting. Now, what happened was, they didn't have included that community crossings grant of $1.5 million. And we just can't turn our back on that. We have to have that matching money for that community crossings grant, because that's like, you know, you're getting double your money kind of thing. So we just can't do that. And so when I saw that, I said, you've got to include it. And they did, which then sent us up to more than $1 million in requested expenditures, more than revenue. In addition to which, the Cume Bridge Fund, that is figured on a rate that, see, there's two different kinds of funds. Some are levy controlled, and that then establishes the rate. And you have some that's rate controlled funds. And so you establish the rate in advance, and you use the net assessed value, and you use that rate for. And as that net assessed value keeps going up and up, that rate just keeps bringing in more and more money. But it had been figured at just a 4% growth, and it's a lot more than a 4% growth when you're using the rate calculations. So that was $160,000 off. So. And I know that sounds confusing, but that's part of what we all have to understand, because that is inside the general fund. And if that eats up more of the general fund, then there's even less money for any kind of cost of living adjustment. So we have to know exactly where the numbers are so we know how much money we have to work with. But maybe what I don't know what the theory is here. Maybe the council just was going to hear from all the departments and not adjust anything, and then wait until it's over and have another meeting and try to decide where to adjust. I don't know what the game plan is. I guess I will find out, because we're not moving the needle very far, and that's what I reminded them last night.
Right, and when you get to your budgets, Marty, it has to be balanced, correct? Is that a legality?
Well, what we turn in to, we can budget and take some out of our cash savings if we've grown our cash too much, but you can only do that for so long. Now, here's where I can consider that we have a problem, is because we are going to the public to say, look, we really need more of your income tax dollars. We just can't manage this without taking that 0.2% for that jail tax. Well, I find that impossible to say that with a straight face when we're sitting there with the economic development tax bringing in the kind of money it is. We could cover the jail out of that, and I think I discussed that with you last week.
Yes.
But I think it's really important that we show the public that in each and every case we can, we are doing it in a cost-effective manner through all of these budgets, because they all interact together. And so, I think that once we start going through more, there may be more movement to move some things around. Now, Council Member Crossley did reduce one line and then added it into another line. Well, that didn't reduce the total amount. However, she is looking at the lines and seeing where she would like to see the dollars adjusted. I think there was some major disagreement between the county commissioners and the county council having to do with the BEDC agreement because, you know, the council had shown the support for the Bloomington Economic Development. So we want that system to work well, and the commissioners were not receptive to that at all. It was really rather unpleasant when the BEDC met with them earlier this year, and so there was a lot of it took quite a long time discussing back and forth, and at the end of the day, rather than to vote to accept it, I would either pass on something if I'm just waiting on more information until we actually get to the final vote, or if I really am not happy with something, I'll just vote no. And so I voted no on the commissioner's budget, as well as did Kate Wills. So I don't know whether any more of that kind of thing will happen tonight or not. We'll see. Now, tonight is the emergency dispatch and also the interlocal agreement appropriation for the dispatch. And then we have the airport and the recorder's office. The recorder's asking for an additional person. I don't think that's on her budget as yet, although I have to look to see. And the sheriff's office and the jail. Now, those two are each the sheriff's office. They've got that scheduled for 45 minutes and the jail at 45 minutes. And this is going to be really difficult budgets because they did add more expenditures under that correctional tax, and so we'll have to see how that goes. Now, if I don't plan to vote to increase the correctional tax after point two, it would be rather disingenuous of me to vote to put a lot of expenses in there. So I'll just wait to see and listen and make decisions when it's time to do that. But what we are seeing here, what at this morning's meeting at the county commissioners, there was a presentation made having to do with the property that we had looked at. Many of us had thought we would save millions of dollars there on Vernal Pike and Woodyard, and there was presentations being made saying, well, even though, you know, it's lots of acreage, you can only build here or here and whatever, and maybe the water line's not going to be big enough, or there were a lot of different things. And then there were a lot of people, I shouldn't say a lot, several people saying, oh, well, we just want to move forward with the North Park. And, of course, that's going to be millions more, though we don't know exactly how much because we've never been shown an offer to purchase. So I think there's a lot of things, a lot of decisions have to be made, and it's all just sort of up in the air.
So these decisions need to be made by when? Are we waiting on what? Is there a timeline? And I ask you this every week, I know. Is there a whiteboard somewhere that says by this date we have to have this finished? Or is this just kind of come and go as however we want it to come and go?
Well, having to do the jail, whether or not you're going to build or wherever, there's no legal requirement that we do it by such and such time. There was sort of a put together a timeline, well, if we do this by this time and so forth. And on that timeline, they had when they wanted to see an offer to purchase accepted and when we were going to move forward with this or that or whatever, and when we're going to be hearing about the increase in the jail tax. However, that's a timeline that we put together. We don't, I mean, that's sort of a self-imposed timeline. With the exception of if you're going to increase or decrease a tax, an income tax, you have to do it by a certain timeline if you want it to be effective start bringing in the money at the beginning of the following year. And so that would be the big push for that.
Gotcha. Marty Hawk is our guest, the county councilwoman, checking in. Budget times. What has been the feedback, if any, since I've talked to you in the last week about perhaps looking at the other property as opposed to the one that the commissioners are looking at?
Right. Well, that's I'll just have to say that was what was being presented at the commissioner's meeting this morning. It was like, here's the copy of, you know, showing where the ground is and how much of it is tree coverage, where it's like, or what maybe what where the slope is and so forth, and then where you could actually set the jail. And it was being presented that, you know, unless you would have the jail going up. Well, I know that's not what is being presented or thought to have. So certainly we would want to make sure if it's important for it to all be on one floor. That's one thing that you don't have to do. The court's building all on floor, one floor, and there's no reason why we would have to go forward and do the courts at the same time and perhaps do one and let that get settled in before we go back to the public and to decide what we want to do further. But we would want to make sure wherever we put that jail that there would be room someplace on the property to add the other buildings they're talking about. In my opinion, it would be not a very healthy thing for downtown Bloomington to move all of county government out of there. It would be, there'd be a lot of, somebody said a lot of empty boarded up buildings. I don't think we'll be boarding them up, but there would be a big change for where all those buildings, what would be going on with those buildings. So,
yeah, it would be a huge change. Absolutely right.
And, you know, the last time this was all discussed, how many years ago, the downtown businesses said, please don't do this. And so that was one of the reasons why they didn't move forward. And the other was that the price tag just grew and grew and grew, just as it's doing this time. I mean, it started out, if you remember, they were talking about $70 million for the jail. Now, before we're through, they're talking about almost $200 million to do the whole project. So that's a big chunk. And many of us know that we've got a lot of people out there that this is not really the best time for them to be thinking about paying a new additional tax. Right now, of course, the people in Bean Blossom's thinking about what kind of, how they're going to provide the fire protection. They're thinking about whether or not they're going to join the fire district. Now, remember, that fire district has the same tax rate all through whatever, however many townships are in with this group. They all pay the same tax rate. No matter what your assessed value is from your township, everybody will be paying the same tax rate. So if you have one area that can't pull in enough revenue to cover it, then the other taxing areas would seem to me be making up the difference. And so I've been hearing from some other people in the fire district, they feel like they are subsidizing some of these other townships, and that may very well be the case. It just as is with almost all of our taxes. People who have higher priced homes or whatever, they're paying more into the tax pot, and that gets distributed around the county. So all of it is something that everybody needs to think about. And, of course, with the fire district, if they should hit that circuit breaker where people don't have to pay any more than a certain dollar amount or a certain percent of their assessed value, that loses revenue for the entire county for whatever proportionate share that footprint is. And remember also, when I heard the city talking about this large bond they're going to be putting in place, what we have to think about is how much do they pull in from some of this other miscellaneous revenue? Just like with the school referendum, they not only get school referendum money, but they get also those other miscellaneous taxes that are available to be distributed to the city.
What are those miscellaneous?
The county tells me.
Yeah, what are some of those examples, Marty, the miscellaneous?
Okay, it's starting to say local income tax. It is it's called the FIT tax, the financial institution tax.
Okay.
That's one. And so, and there's three similar ones, but and the county get that information from the state. They tell us how it's to be distributed, and that's how it gets distributed. So, but it's all having to do with what what's your footprint on that, on your, you know, total taxes. So it's all something that just has to come together. For instance, we were told by the auditor that she felt like that we would not have to put any money into the health fund. Remember, that health fund is we were receiving a lot of money from the state, that special money for health. The state's gigantic. But that is only if we meet the required amount. And so the auditor had thought we could meet it with the miscellaneous revenue that's sitting there in the health fund. However, because the rules are, we can't use the health fund's normal revenue that they would normally get for their earned local health board would be bringing this dollars in. So I inquired about that, and she was going to check to make sure that miscellaneous revenue she's counting on. Why does it make a difference? Because if that doesn't work, then we've got to put maybe $500,000 or so, I don't know what the number would be, they'll tell us, over into that fund, which means there's less money over there in the general fund.
Start shrinking and shrinking, that's right.
Are we having fun yet?
Well, I mean it's funny because I think when your point earlier was fantastic. Nobody just ran to the front of the line and volunteered and said, hey, for the greater good, we'll cut X percent of our budget so we can make sure this all works itself out. Everybody's in it for theirs. I understand that. It's mine until they tell me it's not. But if you're short, Marty, you use cash one time to pay for all this? Does that set a precedent? Or who's the leadership that says, hey, we need to back this off a little bit? How does this process work?
Right. Well, because we had, remember, we had this huge income tax that was coming in. The growth of that was just really, nobody expected it to grow quite that much, like with the supplemental and so forth. So that doesn't mean that we're not sitting there with money. It would seem to me that in when I have on my taxpayer, I'm trying to represent the people of this county, rather than using that supplemental for other things, maybe reduce the amount that we've got to go to them and say we want a bond for X dollars, why don't we use some of that extra money so that we don't have to go borrow as much? See what my theory is? If you already were sitting on $1,000 and you came and told me you needed to borrow $800 from me, when I know you're sitting there with $1,000, I'm going, wait, what do you plan to do with that $1,000? So I think there has to be made it very clear that we're not just hanging on to the people's money without a plan of what to do with it.
Marty Hawk, County Councilwoman, is our guest this afternoon, and budget times are very important times. Who's going to go back to the employees and say, yeah, we can't find the money for the raise? No one's going to do that, are they?
Well, who knows what they'll do? I reminded them last night that we were not working in hard enough to remember who they were. I think that they are. It's just they're waiting there trying to see what's going to happen, because that we've really not had like internal discussions, or maybe some have had, but I wasn't included evidently, of how this was going. So we'll see. Maybe there'll be some kind of presentation tonight about, well, this is what we plan to do. So forth.
Well, that's
so
good that you'll be back with us next Wednesday, because we'll get an update, I guess, and see how that goes.
Well, I guess so. I mean, I know this is a confusing time of the year, and I apologize for that. I think my mind is so much on these budgets that it's hard for me to think about these other things I should be talking about.
Well, I think all the above. It's not easy, because if nothing was going on, that would be a bigger problem. So we're trying to figure all this out, and budget season is very important because, well, you've just outlined all the reasons why that is the case moving forward. What's left? You talked about fire, and you talked about the jail, or first responders in jail, and other things. How many more nights of this do we have? What else is going on the agenda there?
Oh, there's 3 nights this week, 3 nights the next week, and that's as far as I got with my with my planning.
Well, that's a lot. I think that's the greater point. There is a lot to do.
I just do 1 week at a time and see where we go from that. And then we'll see where we are at the total. Now, it may very well be that some people will start cutting these as we go. That's what I was accustomed to in the past, but maybe that's not what they plan to do. And just reducing things as we went, trying to come up with the right number. And so it may very well be that that's not the plan. The plan is just to politely listen to everybody's presentation and say thank you very much. And then when we get to the end of it, the end game, then we'll see where we are. And that's a plan. If that's their plan, that works for me, whatever they plan to do. Because after all, I can't change anything by myself.
No, you can't, but you can make people aware of what's going on, and that's what you do with us every Wednesday. So we appreciate that for sure. And you can lead them to the water, Marty. You can show them. They don't have to drink it, though, right?
You're right, and I am certain that they think that they can't convince me of otherwise either. But I want to remain as open as I can. I really do. I am concerned. Once again, I'm telling you, I'm concerned about the North Park property being expensive. But not only that, the people in my district have said absolutely not, and I've made a pledge. I'm not going to do that. That's not to say it won't go there. It just is not going to go there with my support.
There you have it.
Well, I didn't support the Thompson property either for a lot of reasons. I said it was full of limestone. I knew that was going to be a very expensive property to try to build on. And indeed, one of the attorneys said to me not too long ago, well, I see now why you said you didn't want that. Well, that's right.
That's exactly
right. We'll get to the other end of this. And after all, it is an election season, so I'm sure that they're all going to be busy out there, although they don't really have any competition for the county council, so they're not going to have to be working very hard to get those votes.
No, they're not. They're good. They can have their whole focus listening to your expertise on these budgets. Not this weekend, Marty, but next weekend is the Ellettsville Fall Festival. So when we talk next Wednesday, I know that'll be on your agenda as well. It's an exciting time for Monroe County, as it's been for a long time. So I know we'll have at least some happy thoughts next week.
Right, and then after that is the Steinsville one. So
they're
sort of back to end, so that's always a joyous time. So, and remember, our farmer's market is going on. They decided to extend it until I think it's in October. So there's lots of good things happening, and I am glad that everyone is going to be able to get out and enjoy this weather.
And enjoy the budgets. Enjoy the weather and the budgets all at once. Call us back next Wednesday, Marty, and we'll figure out where we're at, and you'll give us a big preview of the Ellettsville Fall Festival.
Okay. You have a good day.
Marty Hawk, the county councilwoman, joins us every Wednesday. It's your money. And if people are going to tell you that, we're short this many millions and we'll just go ahead with it. If you don't think it's a problem, you don't think it's an issue, well, you are more than welcome to feel that way. I just want you to be aware